inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Hi, and welcome to the first episode of The Local Food Bite, a summer radio show about gardening, food, and community. My name is Maggie, and I'm the lead gardener up at the Allegheny Mountain Institute here in our very own Highland County. Today I'm going to be talking about something we all dread, pests in our garden. If we have a garden in our backyard or just flowers on our porch, when spring and summer rolls around, so do the bugs, rodents, and frustration. If you're one of the lucky ones that somehow don't have pests around your lovely plants, keep up the good work. And here are a few strategies to keep on living the good life and prevent any future pest issues. First, you can plant beautiful flowers like sunflowers, yarrow, black-eyed Susans, and cosmos throughout your garden to help attract beneficial insects that will munch on those bothersome pests. Surprisingly, it's okay to have a few insects running around in your garden so they can provide a tasty little snack for your ladybugs, lacewings, and predator wasps. Secondly, you don't want to plant the same crop in the same place every year. If you rotate your crops around your garden, this will help make it harder for the pests to find the plant they're looking for and improve the health of the soil, which leads to a healthier plant, which makes it more pest resistant. Finally, you can interplant. Planting strong-smelling herbs and veggies such as garlic, onions, dill, and marigolds in between other crops is a sneaky way to confuse those insects. Now, if you're like the rest of us and have those pests already nibbling on those beautiful tomatoes, cucumbers, or cabbage leaves, don't fear. I'm going to talk about three easy ways to control some of the most common pests such as aphids, slugs, and beetles with easily found household items. For those aphids or other soft-bodied insects, you can make a simple insecticidal soap. In a spray bottle, mix 1 to 2 tablespoons of pure liquid soap with water and spray on affected plants. Make sure you coat all of the leaf surfaces with this mixture for maximum benefit. In addition, you can add a teaspoon of hot sauce or a crushed clove of garlic to make the leaves taste bad. Although garlic and hot sauce might seem like a great combination to us, pests hate it, even the rabbits. You can also add a teaspoon of vegetable oil to the mixture. When the oil coats the leaves, it makes them too slippery for the insects to stay on. Spray this once a week or a little more often depending on the infestation, and hopefully you'll start to see less and less of those tiny little sugar-sucking aphids. Now, for those slimy slugs, there are a couple easy ways to keep these guys from getting to your little seedlings. First, if you or your family drink coffee, just save those grounds and sprinkle them around your plant. Slugs don't like the caffeine and won't make the journey over the coffee to your little baby. Secondly, you can put out a beer trap. Grab a plastic cup and a can of beer. That's all you'll need. Cut the plastic cup to about 4 to 5 inches and bury it in your affected garden bed so that the top is level with the soil. Pour about 2 to 3 inches of beer in it and wait. The yeast in the beer will attract the slugs so that they fall in. And if you don't have beer, you can always use a simple mixture of yeast, a little sugar, and water. Finally, the most tried and true method of pest control for your home is the classic pick and squash method. For some common beetles, such as the green and black spotted cucumber beetle, orange and black striped potato beetle, or those shiny brown and green Japanese beetles, your own hands are the best tool. Check on your plants once a day or several times a week, and if you see a pest, just pick it and squish. Or if you don't want to squash them, just drop them in a bucket of soapy water. That works too. This simple method is a great way to control these beetles in the late spring and early summer when they're just starting to arrive. For more in-depth information and teaching on how to prevent and get rid of the plant-munching insects in your garden, check out AMI's free pest management workshop that will be held on Sunday, July 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. You can sign up and read more about it on our website at AlleghenyMountainInstitute.org. The summer school garden program is starting this week at the Highland County School. The program will be held on Fridays all summer from 1:30 to 3 for all ages. To register, please call the Extension office at 468-2225 or email Alora Overby at Alora, E-L-O-R-A, at AlleghenyMountainSchool.org. Finally, don't forget to head out to the Highland Center to support your local farmers and visit AMI Fellows Nick and Grace at the Highland Farmers Market, held every Friday from 3:30 to 6. Listen for next week's episode of The Local Food Bite, and good luck with those pesky garden pests.